This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And are you that exceptional American? I think you are, so welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. I mean, a lot of things going on. You just can't. And, you know, again, we cannot make this up. The stuff we present, we don't have enough time in a lifetime to make it up that happens all during one day. It's amazing. You know, I mean, if you want to make something up, you got to think about it and you got to type it up. You got to, you know, write it down on paper. You got to do something with it. But this stuff, come on, it's an incredible script. But there are people that they're orchestrating the script. It's kind of like the Wizard of Oz. Who's behind the curtain? Who's pulling the levers? Tell us, Toto, who is it? I could also ask Chucko. I have a little Toto dog like. His name is Chucko. We could ask Chucko. He's a little rat terrier. He's a pretty smart little rat terrier. He even talks. He's very verbal. One of those kind of dogs. So we could ask Chucko what's going on in the modern world. Ask Chucko. A new segment on Agenda 21 Radio. I like it. See, we're being creative. We're trying to explain the things that are happening around us, this crazy land. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on, and I really do appreciate your listenership. The numbers are going up, 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 and we appreciate that. A lot of listeners tuning in to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news, and you can email me, Paul, at a21r.com. Now, some of you have my texting address. I know that. And I look at it because it flashes right here. And as we get data pieces that come in from the miasma, as I call it out there, about stories that we're doing or things that you'd like us to cover, I appreciate that. Now, one of the things that I made a clarion call out for, and I posted this story up because the sources that we have are really strong on this. The story is about nukes that were brought in by the Russians on a sea container ship. Now, that's pretty odd. I mean, if you're transporting nuclear weapons, they kind of like mean, I guess, a major, you know, signature on satellites and stuff like that. And it's kind of interesting. We're trying to look into this story that was brought to us. And again, we would not put it up if it was not reliable sources to us that have been proven over the years. I mean, especially one of this nature when you talk about nukes and things like that. So apparently, 9-10 days ago, there was a sea container ship kind of cruising along from the from Iran, a port in Iran, and the sea container ship was cruising along to North Korea, and it was intercepted by the Japanese maritime authorities in one of their dashing new little, they call them helicopter destroyers. Listen, it looks like almost a big deck American-style carrier, but that's what they call it. They call it a destroyer. Very nimble, very quick with helicopters and a deck. I mean, it's like you could land a small air. I'm sure you could land a jump jet, you know, a Harrier or something like that. But the important thing is that they were talking about how they intercepted this sea container ship and the cargo were nuclear weapons, and they sent it to Vladivostok. So the intercept would not allow it to port in North Korea. Now, we're trying to find any information about that anybody, because I threw this out there the first time. Remember when the frigate was hit by the sea container ship, and all of a sudden that just didn't pan out. Something was wrong with that picture, and you know, we're starting to find out that maybe the electronic systems on that frigate were out. And as a result, and so we started looking in that story, and there's a couple of people did some absolutely stellar stuff on YouTube about it and tracked down some sources. So we're kind of putting that out on this. We're probably going to put a YouTube out about this to get more traction, because we wanted people to be a part to what's going on. We want people to, you know, be engaged with the story. That's what we want. So we appreciate your listenership and your participation in the story. Okay. So what in the world is truly going on with the rest of the world? I think that's probably a pretty good question, don't you think? What is really truly going on with the rest of the world? And again, when we take a look around and we realize that some things are really not quite what they should be, we get ourselves a little bit in a dither, right? Now imagine yourself as a historical person. And you are lost in history, and you don't know what the history is around you. And so you make decisions based upon what you know, which is you don't know the history of certain events around you. You can remain ignorant. You can just say, I just didn't pay attention in school, you know, that sort of thing. But what happens when history is being deliberately slanted away from you? That is a big question. And that seems to be what's going on right now with all these Confederate monuments, in my opinion. The deliberate destruction of history.
New questions tonight about what will happen to Confederate statues and monuments all around the country. Some people are already taking that matter into their own hands, as we have seen from overnight. Correspondent Doug McElway reports again tonight in Charlottesville, Virginia.
In a sign of still simmering tensions, a man carrying an assault rifle held a Confederate flag at the foot of the Robert E. Lee statue in Charlottesville's Emancipation Park this morning. He was confronted by protesters. A handful of police intervened and escorted him to a squad car and drove off. That, as activists threatened to tear down the Lee statue on their own with chains and trucks or a bulldozer. It's going to happen, Jamie Dyer told the Richmond Times-Dispatch. This is a beautiful equestrian statue, and I don't want to be like the Taliban or Bolsheviks but this has to go. That's already happened in Durham, North Carolina. Last night, protesters, some representing the Durham branch of the Workers' World Party, surrounded a 1924 statue of a Confederate soldier, slipped a cord over its neck, and yanked it down. Police stood by and only later promised action.
Let me be very clear. Don't make or don't mistake restraint for inaction. No one is getting away with this.
In 2016, North Carolina passed a law that prohibits removing monuments on public property without permission of the State Historical Commission. There are over 1,500 Confederate symbols in U.S. public spaces, statues, flags, schools, bridges, and buildings. More than 150 years since the Civil War, new skirmishes are erupting. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan today ordered the removal of a statue of Supreme Court Justice Roger Taney, author of the infamous Dred Scott decision that held that free slaves could not be American citizens. Lexington, Kentucky's mayor is asking for the relocation of two downtown Confederate statues.
There's a difference between acknowledging and learning about our history and glorifying it. It's pretty crappy to have a monument to some people who sold human beings as property.
In May, city workers in New Orleans took down a Robert E. Lee statue, the last of four monuments targeted for removal.
These statues are not just stone and metal. They're not just innocent remembrances of a benign history. These monuments celebrate a fictional, sanitized Confederacy, ignoring the death, ignoring the enslavement, ignoring the terror that it actually stood for.
The biggest battle yet is brewing in Richmond, Virginia, the former capital of the Confederacy. Its Monument Avenue is home to several Confederate statues. Richmond's mayor has suggested a compromise: keep the monuments, but add contextual material.
That is not appeasing opponents. Saturday night, after all the chaos in Charlottesville, many of those Richmond Confederate monuments were defaced. Historians are urging caution in all this. They point to the Soviet Union, where political figures were routinely airbrushed out of history.
Yep, routinely airbrushed out of history. This is the way it's played right now, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. We will not erase history here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes from Tax Mediation Services $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. Tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
A great article out in by American Thinker. Now, those of you that aren't familiar with American Thinker, great conservative Americanist, their writers, it really put a lot of things in proper perspective, in my opinion, American Thinker. An article by R.B. Parrish, one of the writers, and it's a contributor type of thing. It's a lot like Breitbart, except Breitbart, you know, is a little bit more spectacular. Breitbart right now has more readership than the New York Times, and I think it's the L.A. Times and the New York, or the Washington Post, combined. So they're really rivaling up there. I think if just standing alone against the Times, the New York Times, I think they've got more. So conservative, you know, this is a huge field, of course, and they are stifling it. Man, are they out to get us? No paranoia, facts only. So this Parrish guy, R.B. Parrish, writes a great article that, in my opinion, is really on the mark. The title is called, I've Changed My Mind About Statues. R.B. Parrish. I used to not care whether the Confederate memorials remained or were removed. In Mann's Chinese Theater in Los Angeles, where the footprints of stars are embedded in concrete, those of forgotten stars of yesteryear are sometimes removed to make room for more fresher celebrities. Fresher feet. So likewise with memorials, what moved us yesterday may not move us today. Ergo, make room for fresh enthusiasms. But on reflection, something is different and alien that comes to the surface with the removal of statues. Those represent a part of history, the history of all of us, black and white, slave and slave master. Whether our own actual ancestors were there or not, we inherit that family history. Not all of us were saints, but this isn't the Vatican. God forbid. It's better than the Vatican, actually. We are not in the business of pushing for canonization of our past, just remembrance. We are one new people here, e pluribus unum, and not still a collection of separate, walled-off ethnicities. I like this guy. I mean, I like this guy. Which, it's me. I just like this guy. We have been Cossacks. We have been Cossacks or Jews or Poles in the old country, or slaves, but when we were dumped out on these shores, we were pressed and shaken, melded into something new called Americans. What a concept. We have a song, it's called the National Anthem. We sing it when we're celebrating what we are, our new nation called out of many others, with a new common past and a joint subscription to certain principles which we believe make our nation and our national family secure. when someone refuses to sing. When someone refuses to sing. Or someone refuses to stand. He is, in effect, optioning out of sitting at the family table. When an attorney general speaks of my people, he is referring specifically to one ethnicity to exclusion of all the others. He has gotten up and left the family table. When Mayor Dinkins of New York was confronted with a boycott of a Korean-owned store by the black community, his response was immediate. And should have been immediate, and should have been the first man to walk through the doors of that store. It was symbolism that would have counted, that would have reaffirmed that we are one family. Instead, the mayor opted out. He got up from his seat at the table. When rioters in Los Angeles, these crazy rioters in Los Angeles, do we know them well? When rioters in Los Angeles attacked and burned down Korean businesses with Maxine Waters cheering them on, and mostly black city workers thereafter threw garbage on Korean demonstrators at City Hall, Mayor Bradley should have met with the Koreans and sympathized with their plight. He was the mayor of all the city. Instead, he walked away. He got up from the table. He refused to meet with the Koreans. The Confederate statues are a remembrance of a part of our family saga. There were men who fought out of a sense of duty and who showed courage, and others who did not. The same was true of Union soldiers. The war, as wars generally do, brought out brought out both greatness and venality. But we are the inheritors of both stories, and both the good and the bad. It is hoped we may learn something from it all. But with humility, we need to remember that we are no longer or better or worse for those who came before us. We cannot claim the past did not happen, or that the pirate on the far limb of our family tree isn't related to us. Isn't related to us. Think about that. All the pictures in our family album belong there, and it is deceitful for those who come after us if we pluck out some and leave others in blank spaces in their places. We all sit at the same table. If we are not to become black and white and Pole and Cossack and Greek again, then we must accept the common inheritance of our past. Removing statues from pedestals, crossing names out of textbooks, examine current school books on U.S. history, and you'll discover how much has been omitted. UCLA, thank you very much. Denying the past or magnifying errors will only ensure that we will never gather together once as one. History has brought us to where we are, and a look back along that road may help us get our bearings. Still singing one song and clinging to the same set of convictions about what we ought to be, even if things are not yet so. Nice little bit of history there by Mr. Parrish. Can't argue with that. It's hard to argue with any of that. It really, truly is. Where do we stand? Where do we stand on the history of this country right now? You see, if we can change the history of this country, we can break down its borders. We can poison the mind about this history, of this great nation, which is the greatest history of all nations on the planet Earth, period.
That's what the globalists want. It's always been about that. That's what they set in motion in June of 1993 down in Rio de Janeiro. They set this in motion. Now here we are in 2017 being confronted with it all. We need to be educated about what it's about and stop it. And be exceptional Americans. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time to battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
Well, isn't it really pathetic what is going on right now? There's a lot of stuff happening with Mitch McConnell and the boys and John Kasich that are coming out and fighting now with Donald Trump. And Mitch McConnell, the most pathetic of them all,
I rate Kasich and Mitch McConnell as pathetic. As globalists. Again, we're seeing the story that's coming up here that I'm going to read about. I just came across the screen and I went to, who is this news? It's the Daily Mail. Mitch McConnell joins John Kasich in a Republican attack on Trump, saying there are no good neo-Nazis after Ohio governor called president pathetic. So we got Mitch McConnell jumping in. Surprise, surprise about Mitch McConnell in his battle with Trump, right? I mean, we spotted this a long time ago, and it seems that Trump has tried to make nice. But he didn't, and he won't. McConnell won't make nice. And so Trump shouldn't make nice back. I mean, these are some of the things that, we told you so, and we could see it outside, and he could see it too. You got the Rubio thing, and of course, Rubio with the little hands, comments, and all this other stuff, and Kasich, who's Mr. not liked by anybody, coming down and condemning all the usual suspects, condemning Trump about his comments, which I thought weren't out of line. But they want to make him out of line. That's kind of the kingpin point behind all this. It says Republicans are condemning remarks President Trump made Tuesday about violence in Charlottesville, Virginia. On Wednesday morning, Ohio Governor Kasich called the situation pathetic, adding that it was terrible President Trump didn't condemn hate groups. See, and again, this is all by design. The globalists are acting. So what's the surprise with Mitch McConnell coming out like this? They want Trump gone, and they want him now because he's draining the swamp. And who's in the swamp? Kasich and McConnell, of course. It's kind of, he's flushing them out. Trump is flushing these folks out. And the usual suspects are going out. And they're jumping all over Trump, and they're misinterpreting and misconstruing what he said, and they're making it up just exactly what you would find with, guys like John Podesta and Barack Obama. And I'm telling you, they're lining up with the globalists. There's a clear division going on here. A self-selection model is happening. They're self-selecting to the globalist side. Trump claimed there were some fine people mixed in among the white nationalists who rallied in Charlottesville. He said it on both sides. And there were. A lot of these people came and were sucked in. I talked about this. I warned everybody about this back in April. Base Stickman. Remember this? We talked about this yesterday. Base Stickman and his little cast of characters. They came mixed in as Trump and Trump supporters. They were going to go take on Antifa and Black Lives Matter. See, what's happened here is Mitch McConnell and John Kasich are aligning themselves with Black Lives Matter. See, this two can play this game, Mitch. Two can play this game. I view you as in bed with Black Lives Matter and supporting them. They're the ones, who shot and killed, five Dallas police officers and been mentioned in all the other shootings and so on, a lot of other shootings. So you're aligning yourself with them. This is the race card for both sides. But my point is that this is something that's been brewing for a long time, and now they're throwing their cards on the table, McConnell and Kasich. Kasich's card's been there. And we already know what side of the decks he's coming from. So now they're condemning the president, and there's a chorus of them on the Republican side. And guess who the Republicans are that are doing this? The ones you'd suspected all along, and they're making it up as they go. That's the problem. There's a false narrative that they developed, and they're sticking with that false narrative, the narrative that was laid out by the operational aspects of this. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has weighed in on the weekend's violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, castigating Donald Trump without naming him. We can have no tolerance for an ideology of racial hatred. There are no good neo-Nazis, McConnell said in a statement. The choice of words, while careful, appeared to push back against Trump's claim on Tuesday that there were some fine people among the crowd of white supremacists who rallied in the town. Now, see, they do. This is part of the beauty of how they do these rallies and how they emotionally get people entwined. And this is what I was alluding to in my April 16th or 17th broadcast. This is the same. Trump people were being suckered in and brought into at the time. And you saw this, actually, if you could go back and look at the videos of the April 6th, 15th melee, if you will, in Berkeley. There were scattered neo-Nazis and supremacists in with the Trump people. And there were even allusions to that. David Duke, of course, coming in and planting seeds. David Duke was the leader of this to plant the seed early that Donald Trump was a racist. This was all done back in the day, during the primary. That was a seed plant that was happening. We called it out. David Duke is a Nazi. Now, remember, David Duke likes to go to Iran a lot. You know, and Iran means... what does Iran... Iran means Aryan land. They changed their name in the 30s because Hitler was so popular. And they claim that they are the land of the Aryans. Yeah, the white supremacists, basically. It was Hitler that, and the inspiration of Hitler, that brought about the whole country to change their name from Persia to Aryan land. Remember that. So here we go with David Duke. David Duke goes back, I guess, every year and talks about how the Holocaust did not happen in Iran. Go figure, with the mullahs. He hangs out with them. So that's where he comes from. Now, juxtaposition that with the Iranian deal by Obama. David Duke is nothing more than a shill for the Obama administration. What is he doing? He's embedding himself and planting himself in his notions about racism and white supremacy amongst the Trump supporters who don't know any better because why? They don't know their history. See how this history thing plays into stuff? And so they want to support Trump, and guess who shows up? Well, if they want to support Trump, we're going to show up too, these racists. We're just going to show up. What do you think of that? So now you have David Duke who's there. He's infected the system. And then what happens in Charlottesville? You get a bunch of people. In fact, they got a permit, didn't they? Trump was right about that. It was permitted. And guess who showed up to resist the permit? People all clubbed up. And this is the thing I fault the police for. Why did that happen? See, there's the staging thing. Both sides came armed with clubs and other things. And protective gear and mace and all this other. And it's pretty obvious they're walking around with these big, huge flags with clubs, basically. Why was that permitted to happen? And then why the quick evidence about the guy who drove the car into people? See, all these things play a role here. And now you get the globalist Republicans, McConnell denouncing, Kasich denouncing. See, it's just a pattern, isn't it? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
And we're back on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can email me, paul@a21r.com. And thanks for your listenership, by the way. A lot of people listening and digitally listening, which we can see the numbers, which is really cool. Let's get back into this thing about who's clobbering on who. Now, I'm going to read to you the statement that Mitch McConnell put out about hate groups. And then we're going to juxtaposition this one to Kasich's comments that he made. And I'm going to say that I'm going to pull back a little bit of my criticism for McConnell after pondering the press report or the press release that I looked at earlier. And I'm going to read you. I'm just going to look at the surface of this press report. And we're going to read it. This is what it is. The Mitch McConnell. And it says, McConnell's statement on hate groups and reports of Lexington rally. I'm going to be fair to Mitch. Now, remember, Mitch McConnell's wife, who she is, she's the transportation secretary to Donald Trump. Ciao. She was standing there yesterday with Donald Trump as he was making the comments. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao, right? Okay, so she's standing there. She's holding up the little signs and so on, you know, the spool of printout about the bureaucracies and so on, made the comparison there, which is a very good job, by the way. So this is the press report. And so you can judge for yourself. I think I'm going to adjust my comments in my scathing, you know, critique of McConnell here for a second. McConnell's statement on hate groups, reports of Lexington rally, Washington, D.C. This is from Don Stewart and David Popp. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell released the following statement today condemning hate groups and reports of a rally in Lexington, Kentucky. The white supremacist KKK and neo-Nazi groups who brought hatred and violence to Charlottesville are now planning a rally in Lexington. Their messages of hate and bigotry are not welcome in Kentucky and should not be welcome anywhere in the United States. We can have no tolerance for an ideology of racial hatred. There are no good neo-Nazis, and those who espouse their views are not supporters of American ideals and freedom. We all have a responsibility to stand against hate and violence wherever it raises its evil head. Okay. Now, did he say that those that were standing in line with those guys at the thing were haters? No, he didn't say that. Did he imply it? It could be implied. But this may be the reportage of the Daily Mail exploiting something. Now, having said that, I want to say this about that and about this whole issue. Where's radical Islamic terrorism and all this? Where is the preaching of hate and hatred towards America, hatred towards Christians and Jews that's espoused all the time across this country by radical Islamic terrorists? Where's that being confronted? Why is it any different than from the KKK? It's not, because it's the same hatred. David Duke, anyone? Iran, get it? It's the same group of haters. Radical Islamic terrorists are the same group of haters. And how many mosques throughout this country preach hate? Part of being Islamic. How many of those are going on in England right now, or in France, or in Europe? Which is different, by the way, if you go to Indonesia, because they don't do that there. Isn't that interesting? So why is it happening here? Because the purveyors of hate want it to happen here, especially in mosques here. They bring it here. They promote it here. President Barack Hussein Obama was promoting it here. Like it or not, you go down and you do the analysis of all these hate groups that were involved with radical Islamic terrorists. By the way, and who are they? Who were they on the other side? Who were preaching hate on the other side? Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Violently vicious groups, killers of cops. And that seems to be okay. No, it's not. It's not. Hate is not okay, no matter how you couch it. This, by the way, of creating disruption like this, using the race card and putting two groups of haters together, which are all really universal haters, is a very, well, it's an important ploy to try and overthrow countries. Used by communists, used by the Nazis, to overthrow regimes there. It's regime change they're looking for, and they're trying to polarize people along racial lines. It's what I was talking about earlier. The most sensitive things about people is their race. That's why you can divide them up by race and then pitch them together against one another, and that's what they're doing here. They're throwing out the race card. Boy, have we seen this before. I mean, I'll go back to the trade. This is so apt and appropriate now. When the Trayvon Martin, the George Zimmerman trial, and remember what happened when they found George Zimmerman innocent? The president was even going out the Saturday before. Al Sharpton was extorting people to go out and march in 100 cities around the nation on a certain Saturday after the Saturday following the trial, when they found him innocent, when the verdict came in. And guess what? How many happened? One kind of happened in New York with 100 people or so. And then the rest of the nation, did you see that there was a riot that was being called for by Sharpton and Obama at the time, and no one showed up to the riot. They didn't take the art, and that's because people in the United States have been through this racial divide again. They've been through this. They were through it with Martin Luther King. People of my generation, we get this whole racial thing and racist notions, and we can identify the racist and what they're doing. And it's very, very clear, this pattern. This is a Marxist theorem. Mao Zedong would be proud, and so would Adolf Hitler be proud of these racists. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Tiger. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And you can email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. Yep, the race card being played. When are they going to go for Rushmore? When are they going to want to blow up Mount Rushmore? You can allow that to happen. See, this is they're trying to push us into revolution. They're going to use all this stuff to do that. And we're talking about the left. Now we're talking about the globalists. It's all about that. How can we control our emotions? And how can we put a stop to this? And, you know, the thing that's really interesting is watching the police stand down. They stood down in Durham. And they won't say that. They stood down in Charlottesville. They stood down in Ferguson. Right? Why are they standing down? What's going on with those police? To allow people, they're being lazy about policing. They don't want to get out there and stop policing people from vandalizing, doing the right thing. They can catch them on video. Go ahead and vandalize, destroy the monument. It's okay. It's okay. We'll catch you later. That's not policing. There's a problem there. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans. And visit our website. agenda21radio.news, and please email me, paul@a21r.com. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shop online at either Shooter's Paradise Online prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.